I, Sheila here, graduate test trainer, language trainer, mentor as well. In my next podcast, I would like to talk for the clarity for those who want to have clarity on different types of thinking. You would have heard people telling, you would have been curious and you might have want to know more about it. Our tertiary education system, that is college and university, always develops towards analytical thinking. Analysis is an important part of thinking as we break down complex situation into the ones we can handle. That is the analytical thinking is all about. That is, we can find the cause of a problem and remove the cause. Critical thinking is not whether the analysis has a value, but whether it is enough. That is called critical thinking. And there can be multi-related causes such as drug abuse or for matter, debt or pollution, traffic congestion. There may be many points. So you have to see whether your analysis is in the right direction and it is enough. The design thinking allows us to put things together to achieve what we want. It is not for removing the cause of problem, but constructing a solution. Design thinking involves all aspects of thinking involved in putting things together to achieve an effect. And when you have clarity for the thinking, automatically you will see that you will develop your thinking much better. Thinking is very important, but in the right direction, not unnecessary thinking. Thinking which is relevant and you have to question, and it has to come from childhood. In case you are not exposed to that, inculcate such thinking habit which helps you to think on situations. You will be surprised the effect it has on the brain. You may find solution to the most toughest problems in life. We don't think much about it. We think about other things. But when situation comes or when you are into a problem, you always have to direct towards solution. That's what people say about ideas. People get ideas. That is nothing but thinking on solution. How well and how best I can do. Brain is like a computer. When you put it into action and when you train it and program it, it will help you much better in life and it will work much better than what you have given as an input. Any side of it, you start doing it, you will find rewards immediately. Only that we should learn to train our brain in a far much better way that is useful for us. The brain should not direct us, we should direct the brain. What to think and what not to think. And you have to eliminate unnecessary things and clear it from your head and put it in the dustbin in the literal sense. Stop thinking about it. When you keep programming it, such thoughts never come to you back again. This in a very exacting way, I have told you about thinking part, which I will be continuing for your clarity and help in life when you have a doubt on this. Thank you. See you in the next podcast.